This week's Dry Bean Scene on the Red River Farm Network is made possible in part by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association and Sharpen from BASF. This year's dry edible bean harvest is almost complete for farmers in the state of Michigan. Michigan State University Dry Bean System Specialist Scott Bales says the harvest season started about 2 weeks ahead of normal.
We're able to have a large proportion of our crop in, you know, probably before October 1st with some excellent yield and quality reports. And now that we're into the later half of October and we are seeing some of this, you know, prolonged cold, wet periods, which typically has a detrimental effect on quality, we're thankful it's only a very small percentage of the crop that we have out there in the field.
The quality of the crop was brought into question early on in the season after heavy rainfall in July.
However, fortunately, since that time, our crop only improved in condition all the way to harvest, most would feel. So then as we get into harvest, you know, that definition of quality changes a little bit for us. We're actually looking at, you know, what the quality of that bean is as it comes into the bend, things like color, shape, and seed size.
Bales says dealers are calling the quality of this year's crop one of the best they've seen in years.
That last 10% that came in at the end might have a little bit of a lower level of quality, but we always feel that, you know, if we have a large proportion of our crop with that really premium quality, you know, all our beans are going to have a home, and we're going to have excellent qualities, and we shouldn't have a concern for quality in the marketplace.
And those yields are holding strong for Michigan dry bean growers.
If we look at USDA's numbers, they're predicting that we're going to have a 26 bag state average, which would break our state record here by nearly 2 bags. So overall, we feel like we're in an excellent position for the whole of the crop, you know, from yield and quality.
And that's been the Dry Bean Scene, made possible in part by Johnstown Bean Company and SRS Commodities.